Blog Talk Radio.
Prosperity for the ministering service. Father, you have delivered me out of the authority of darkness into the kingdom of your dear Son. And Father, I have taken my place as your child, and I thank you that you have assumed your place as my Father and have made your home with me. Good evening, everybody. I'm your host, Keturah, and today on the program, I'm talking about standing in the gap for others. This message is motivated by all of the media hype that we are seeing about one of our ministering servants by the personality name of Kirifo Dollar, who is requesting support for the purchasing of a $65 million jet. Now, you know what? At first, when I heard and read the article, it was overwhelmingly striking. And after all of the comments and the posts were made, and when the dust settled, I said, God, this man's faith is on that level. And he's ministering to a worldwide international audience. And so it's not impossible to have that kind of faith and to believe God to provide the necessary resources. However, I would venture to say to you that the voice of the people cannot be ignored, and the hearts and minds of many are crying out for our leaders to show that the resources given to the leadership today are being used to better mankind, to help in areas of education, food supply, housing, rehab facilities for prisoners being released, and the list goes on and on and on. And I submit this program today to talk about this subject because the need is so great in the body of Christ, and the souls of people are crying out, because we all know that our resources go into our churches, and that, yes, the needs of the staff and the minister and the house of God is to be furnished. But after that, the needs of the people is priority. Because if you will remember in the book of Malachi, chapter 2, and we did a lesson on this last year, talking about the tithes and the offerings were to go to the priests, and that they had storehouses and they had barns whereby when the people would come with their cattle and their livestock and vegetation and that type of thing, the priests then would store up those goods in the storehouses and in the barns, because God wanted his barns to be filled with plenty for the needs of the people. There was no welfare. And when the people had a need, they would go to the priest, and the priest would then go to the barns or the storehouse and would provide the families with what they had need of. And our hearts have not been able to properly articulate it, but we, the people, know that there should be less lack among the members in the body of Christ, and that the weaker ones should be attended to. Now, I'm not saying we cripple our members by continuously giving out handouts. That won't help the person. They need training and they need educating and support. But whatever it takes is what I'm trying to bring my thought to you here on today to meet the needs of the people. I want the leaders to get a hold of this message, please. Let the focus be on meeting the needs of the people. I want to read something to you, and then I want to pray for the leaders. Paul said in, I believe it is here, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, and in verse 15 he says, "But I have used none of these things, neither have I written these things, that it should be so done unto me. For it were better for me to die than that any man should make my glorying void." Paul wanted at all costs to minister the gospel in such a way that the glory would not be made void, ineffective, or powerless. Turn over to 2 Corinthians 9 and 10. I believe that's where I was. I saw this scripture on yesterday. Let me see if I can find this. And where Paul was talking about not boasting of things without our measure. And no, I don't have the scripture here in front of me, but it's on my Facebook where Paul was saying that he would rather minister in such a way that the needs of the people would be achieved first, above and beyond his own needs, because he did not want to bring reproach. Here we are. Turn your Bibles over to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, and then it says in verse 33, "Even as I please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved." That was the ultimate objective in Paul's writing on this letter to the Corinthians, is that many would be saved. Now, if you go back over to 1 Corinthians 9, where I first opened, I was sharing with you from verse 15. However, keep in mind, this chapter has to do with the necessities of the ministering servants being met. And we know, based on this scripture in this chapter 9, verses 9 through 18, that the needs of the ministers are to be obtained by the service of the altar. He says here in verse 11, "If we have sown unto you spiritual things, it is a great thing if we reap of your carnal things. If others be partakers of this power over you, are not we rather the less? We have not used this power, but suffer all things, lest we should hinder the gospel of Christ." So Paul was saying, we have the power, we have the right, the legal biblical right to rely on the resources of the people. But he said, rather than hinder the gospel, in verse 12, he said that he chose not to take that route so that the gospel would not be hindered, so that the gospel would not be spoken ill of because of his liberty, that is biblically so. And so sometimes as leaders, we have to make these type of decisions. Now, I'm not saying you go neglect it. No, you know, you have to be paid just like everyone else for the labor that you do. But if it's going to cause reproach of the gospel, Paul said, I'd rather just suffer. If it's going to hinder the gospel, let's move on. Let's move on to the next thing. Let's do this thing according to the word. And let's just move on and trust God and believe God that through the generosity of the people, that the needs of the ministers will be met. In verse 13, he said, "Do you not know that they which minister of the things of the temple and they which wait at the altar are partakers of the altar? Even so have the Lord ordained that they which preach the gospel should live of the gospel." So this is how ministers are to survive, or there would be no church. It is to be provision made for them. However, I do believe that the voice of the people should be heard right now. I do believe that our brothers that's being attacked for the desire to purchase this $65 million Gulfstream jet have stirred up great controversy among the body of Christ. And I would submit to the listeners and even to any ministers or preachers, you know, if it's going to cause reproach, I say, if you can at all possible, open up a business, you know, open up a franchise, open up a Wendy's, a Tim Hortons, a car wash, you know, get you some property, lease the so that your desires and wants can come through those resources, and it will help to bring a cease to the mouths of people where those extras that you'd want are concerned, and God is able to provide through those means also. I know a lot of preachers that do that. They have businesses on the side to provide those extra things that the salary of preaching the gospel won't provide, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's nothing wrong with that if you can open up, you know, a little business on the side to take care of those things that won't come through your salary that you get from the preaching of the gospel, that so that the resources collected by the people can be for the people, because the people are knowing what their monies are to do in the land, and God made it that way. So you just take this whole chapter, read it in context, try to get the mind of Paul on this subject to minimize reproach. As Paul said, he would rather his glory not be made of none effect. And so I said that in opening, I wanted to pray for the ministering servants, and I do. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray and confess, believing according to your word, that those in your body who have sown the seed of spiritual good among the people reap from the people's material benefit. For you directed that those who publish the good news of the gospel should live and get their maintenance by the gospel. And we confess that your ministers seek and are eager for the fruit, which increase to the people's credit the harvest of blessing that is accumulating to their account, and that the people's gifts are a fragrant odor, an offering and sacrifice which you, Father, welcome and in which you delight. You will liberally supply, fill to the full the people's every need according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And I confess that those who receive instruction in the word of God shall share all good things with their teachers, contributing to their support. And we confess that your people will not lose heart, grow weary, and faint in acting noble and doing right. For in due time and at the appointed season they shall reap if they do not loosen and relax their courage and faith. So then, as occasion and opportunity are open to the people, they do good to all people, not only being useful and profitable to them, but also doing what is for the spiritual good and advantage. And we confess that your people are a blessing, especially to the household of faith, those who belong to God's family, the believers. And thus we believe and confess your people so generously that blessings may come to someone. Your people then reap generously and with blessings, for you love, take pleasure in, praise above all other things, and are willing, and you are unwilling to abandon or do without a cheerful, joyous, prompted-doer giver whose heart is in his giving. God, you are then able to make all grace, every favor, earthly blessing come to your people in abundance so that they are always and under all circumstances possessing enough to require no need, no aid or support, and that they are furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. And as your people give their deeds of justice and goodness and kindness and benevolence, go on and endure forever. And God, you provide the seed for the sower and bread for the eating. So you also will provide and multiply the people's resources for sowing and increasing the fruits of their righteousness. And thus your people are enriched in all things and in every way, that they be generous in their generosity, as it is administered by your teachers, will bring thanksgiving to God. As it is written, given it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. But what I wanted to speak out into your hearing is this last verse, that it will cause thanksgiving to come up to God. And that's my prayer for this situation concerning this desire to have the $65 million jet, that God will cause a heartfelt, happy, hilarious, prompt to do it giver, one person, to step up to the plate and give him that jet. Why do I say this? Because I believe God will get the glory. God will see a way to make himself big in the eyes of the people where God is concerned, and that it will cause thanksgiving to rebound back on up unto God. That's what came to my heart when I settled down and when I felt that it was too much. But then I said, Lord, that's where this faith is. And if he's got the faith, let him have that kind of faith. If, you know, those that preach to us faith are trying to demonstrate faith. And so let them do it if they got the faith. Glory to God. And then let your faith catch the mantle to be able to believe God for big things in your life, to be able to believe God to shine through you, so that many thanksgivings will redound back unto God. Now, keep in mind, we are to meet the needs of the poor first. The benevolence and the resources at the storehouse belong to the people. The people should be able to come to the church when they have a need. I'm all for that. I have heard a person, one of the pastors, say that people come to them for his needs every week. Someone was asking you know, for help with the bills, help here, help there. And I sat there in church and I said, they're supposed to. They're supposed to come. That's what the church is for. That's what the storehouse is for. Glory to God. To meet the needs of the people. And God is looking at this thing. If it's not dealt with properly, he's looking at it. And that's why he told the priest in Malachi chapter 2, he said that he would curse you with a curse. Because those resources that were stored up in the barns and in the storehouses were for the meeting of the needs of the people. And they would go to the priest, and the priest would go to the barns and get the need and help the people. That's what the resources is for. And it's for everybody. Glory to God. The body of Christ. When they left Egypt, they spoiled Pharaoh and took all. And all they had no lack among them, the Bible said. It was enough for everyone. No one was without. That's all I'm saying. We're too intelligent as a people to not pray for our leaders, that God would give them the wisdom with these resources to meet their needs and the needs of the people as well. The people are crying out, and people, leaders, don't ignore that. You can be better so that Thanksgiving will rebound up to God. I got to go. I'm over time. Please share this broadcast link with your friends on your Facebook wall, Twitter accounts, email, but share this link. Share it with your pastors so that the pastors can start to think like Paul thought in 1 Corinthians 9, so that they can start to see and know, according to Malachi chapter 2, that God was talking to the priest when he told them to distribute properly the resources that came in, so that there would be meat in his house. So that it was for the meeting of the needs of the people. No one person was to hoard it all up like this, like what we see. But I pray for my leaders. I pray for them, not to condemn them, because the laborers are worthy of their hire. The Bible said that. We cannot take that from them. Glory to God. We cannot take that. They are to get their maintenance and provision by the altar, but the rest is for the people. God bless you. I love you. Remember 1 Peter 5:7 from the Amplified Bible. God cares about you affectionately. God cares about you watchfully. Remember my website at www.inspirationalcorneronline.com.